Welcome. This is Pastor Craig. Good morning. And this is What's Happening Marion, where I fill you in on what's happening Marion. And man, we've got a lot of stuff to go over today. A lot of stuff happening this week, a lot of things you can be involved in. But before I start, I just have kind of a personal message I want to send out today. A brother in Christ, a good friend, and a radio colleague of mine, Bruce Hooley. You can listen to Bruce on in Columbus on 98.9 The Answer, and in Dayton 94.5 The Answer. He's a radio host on, it's part of the Salem network of radio stations. They have people like Hugh Hewitt and Sebastian Gorka and Dennis Prager. Well, anyway, and Bruce was a guest on my show a year ago. Anyway, Monday he had a seizure when he was at his radio station, and he was diagnosed at the hospital with a brain tumor, a tumor on the frontal lobe of his brain, so brain cancer. So, and Bruce will be going under the knife here in about 2 hours. And so we're just praying for and wishing Bruce the best in his surgery and a speedy recovery, and really hope to hear Bruce back on the air in a very near future. So, Bruce, we send our prayers and we send you our best. So, for a speedy recovery. All right. Now, let's get down to what's happening, Marion. Starting today, Friday, there's all kinds of things going on. This is Recovery Awareness Month, and there is a self-care resource fair at Sparrow Health, 1199 Delaware Avenue, from 1 o'clock this afternoon until 6 p.m. this evening. Come to a free self-care resource fair and learn about self-care. It's a proactive approach for directing one's own well-being. Visit each self-care station and the various vendors that they have set up there to be entered into a drawing for a prize. So that's this afternoon, self-care resource fair. And you know, it's really, I'm gonna kind of say something relating to this. You know, I go back to where it says here, self-care is a proactive approach for directing one's own well-being. And what you folks didn't get to hear was during the break here at the station, this last break, Scott and I were having a conversation about healthcare, and I was relaying to Scott my own personal situation, and I'll go ahead and share it on the air because I really think it needs to be said. 2 years ago, I had a stroke, and the reason I had a stroke was because of high blood pressure. And after my stroke, a couple weeks later, when I was starting my regular doctor visits, my blood pressure was in the 170s over 120s, and of course, they put me on blood pressure medicine. During the course of the last 2 years, I made minor modifications to my diet, and I was taking medication, and I was able to get my blood pressure down to the high 140s to low 150s over about, you know, 90 or 100. And while that was kind of a major accomplishment from where I was, it still wasn't good enough. And when I went to the doctor this last time at the end of June, my blood pressure was 154 over, I think it was 105 or something. And so she wanted to start me on a second blood pressure medicine. So I went home and I got thinking about it, okay? You know, now I've gone from one medication to two medications. You know, this is going in the wrong direction. So I, you know, made a personal commitment right then to do the right things and basically direct my own self-care. And I've given up drinking all beverages except for water and a hot tea occasionally. I mean, I cut out, you know, all the pop and all the coffee and, you know, anything that wasn't water or occasional hot tea. I've got real serious about my diet, you know, started a low-carb diet, got rid of all the processed packaged foods, eating only the natural foods, some fruits and vegetables and a lot of salads, and just being careful about what I ate. And I did not go and get that second medication filled. And as a matter of fact, since then I've dropped the first medication, so I'm on no medication. And this last week, my blood pressure was 121/74. So, you know, it was a major adjustment for me to make all those changes in my diet, basically changing your lifestyle. But, you know, it's paid off. And so I say all that for just as an encouragement to you out there, because I know our listeners, you know, we have people that are dealing with all different kinds of medical situations, and it's the easy thing for the doctors and the medical professionals to do is to put you on various drugs, medications to take care of the problems. And you know, it's a major life change, but it can be done. And I would encourage anybody to do it, to make those positive improvements. I also would not encourage anyone to do what I did, and that is not take your meds. But, you know, that's a decision you have to make personally and with your doctor in mind. So I'm not telling anyone just to give up your meds and get a better diet, but it can be done. And so, again, I would just encourage anybody out there to do that. So enough of me, and let's keep going. What's happening, Marion? Also today, Friday, Get in the Know SAT prep at the Marion Public Library from 4 o'clock to 5 o'clock. Brian Stewart will be conducting it, and it's he is the author of Barron's 2024 Digital SAT Guidebook, How to Prepare for the SAT. And during his 1 hour there at the library, he will answer such questions as the 5 most significant changes to the new SAT, proven strategy to neutralize stress and anxiety, why the new SAT will be better for non-native English speakers, how the new SAT will eliminate cheating, and why take the SAT? In this day and age of digital, why take the SAT? And then the link between college testing and merit-based financial age. So if you have a high schooler, particularly in the, well, any grade level, but I know that you can first take the SAT in the early grades. So if you've got a high schooler or preparing to take the SAT, that is today at the Marion Public Library. And by the way, everything that's put on by the Marion Public Library is no cost. There is no cost for any of the things that they do. And I try to, whenever there is a cost with anything that I'm announcing here on the air that's going on, I will let you know what the cost is. If I announce something and I don't mention price, you will know that it is free of charge. So, but particularly at the public library. But there are also other things going on that are no cost to you. All right. Also, tonight, Friday, is Clean Comedy Night at the Palace Theater. This is from 8:30 till 10:30. It is $25 a person. And Clean Comedy with Lee Hardin. Lee Hardin is from Nashville, Tennessee. And he has appeared on, he had a special on the Dry Bar Comedy Network. He had a special there. And he's been on the Huckabee Show along with other shows. So it's going to be hosted tonight by Carrie Jones. I guess she is also known in the world of comedy. I don't travel in those circles, but you may be familiar. If not, she's hosting it. And also appearing is going to be Ohio native Lee Mays. So you can get a night of clean comedy at the Palace Theater, 8:30 to 10:30, and again, that's $25. Saturday, tomorrow, Family Outdoor Sporting Day. This is being put on by the Meeker Sportsman's Club, and it's at 905 Richland Terrace in Marion. It is from 9 until 3. They are going to be doing things with air rifles, handguns, rifles, and bows and arrows. So now the registration is from 9 to 3. No, the event is 9 to 3. Registration is from 9 to 9:15. Orientation is 9:15 to 9:30. It is free admission. And it is a free, they have a free lunch. So this is something you can do tomorrow that is free. And everything that you need is provided. And they ask that you do not bring your own firearms. Everything that you need will be provided. And the emphasis, of course, is going to be on conservation, safety, and education. So there's a chance for the family to get out. Air rifles, handguns, rifles, bows and arrows, doesn't cost you a thing. That's at the Meeker Sportsman's Club, 905 Richland Terrace. Also, tomorrow is a personal needs pantry. Things like personal hygiene, personal goods are being handed out. It's a first-come basis. At the Prospect United Methodist Church in Prospect. Okay, not the Marion on Prospect Street. This is the Prospect United Methodist Church in Prospect, Ohio, from 9 until 10:30. Again, they're having a pantry of personal hygiene and personal care items. Also on Saturday is the Farmers Market in LaRue, 350 North High Street in LaRue, and it's from 9 until 2. That they have that every week, and they are going to be having that every week through October. All right, the Caledonia Farmers Market, and I think this is the last month. I think theirs ends at the end of September. Caledonia Farmers Market from 10 until 1 on the square in Caledonia. And also this Saturday is the last Saturday for their summer music series. They do that once a month. They have music in conjunction with the Farmers Market. So this Saturday is their last in their summer music series. And their musicians that they're having are Steve and Christy Moore, locals. And they play classic rock, oldies, and folk staples from the 60s, 70s, and 80s. And if you're not familiar with them, or maybe if you are familiar with them, they've played wineries and various festivals all throughout north central Ohio. I guess from what I can gather, they're pretty much busy every weekend. And so this weekend, they're stopping in at the Caledonia Farmers Market. And there also will be a food truck there. So you have a chance to listen to some music and get some good food and check out the farmers market. Get those good tomatoes, cucumbers, bell peppers, squash, summer squash. Yep, get your summer squash. Also, on Saturday, tomorrow, is the second Saturday downtown Marion. But wait, Pastor Craig, it's not the second Saturday, it's the third Saturday. Yeah, I know. But we had the Popcorn Festival, and that was on the second Saturday. So they didn't have their second Saturday because of the Popcorn Festival. So their second Saturday in downtown Marion is on the third Saturday. And if you've never been there, the second Saturday is local merchants work together to provide special discounts. They have live music set up downtown. They do, you know, pop-up artisans all over the place. So, you know, who knows what all's going on, but that will be tomorrow from 10 until 4. Now, if you go down for the second Saturday to take in all of that, you can take part in the past, present, and future walking tour. What this is it doesn't cost anything. Doesn't cost anything. It's free. Learn a little history. Check out current and future revitalization projects. Discover hidden gems and meet people behind the revitalization. That's a hard word for me to say. Revitalization. Meet in front of the Brickyard on Main at 11 o'clock. And the tour, and it's a walking tour, the tour lasts about an hour. So you got plenty of time to take in the tour and then participate in the rest of what's going on second Saturday. Also, Saturday downtown is the Lofty Spaces and Unique Places Tour. Lofty Spaces and Unique Places Tour. Now, this does cost $25, and it's from 5 to 9 p.m. So you could essentially spend your entire day downtown Marion tomorrow if you wanted to. 5 to 9 p.m., open to the public, yeah. It's a self-guided tour. It starts at Founders Park, where you will receive a map and entry tickets, and there are 10 places to visit. Now, I don't have a listing of what the 10 places are, but it's my impression that you're going to get to see, you know, in these 10 places, a variety of architecture, different things going on. So if you're interested, you can purchase your entry tickets. You can purchase them online at downtownmarion.com. That's downtownmarion.com. Or you can buy your tickets the day of the tour right there at Founders Park starting at 5 o'clock. So that is tomorrow night. Okay, Saturday and Sunday, the Barbie movie is being shown at the Palace Theater. So here's your chance to go and see that new Barbie movie. It is rated PG-13. The cost is $5. And there are 4 show times. They're showing it Saturday at 2 o'clock and 7:30 p.m. And Sunday, it'll be at 2 o'clock and 7:30 p.m. The 2 o'clock showing on Sunday, which is the matinee, it is opened captioning. And I don't know what the difference between open captioning and closed captioning. You know, everybody's familiar with closed captioning. I don't know what the difference is. I don't know. Is there a difference? I don't know. But if you're somebody that needs open captions, Sunday at 2. Also, on Saturday, Adam mentioned this in the news report, is the Paleontology in the Park at Marion Tallgrass Park. That's the Tallgrass Tail on New Holland Road out there by Whirlpool. It's from 1 p.m. until 5 p.m. And you can come and go throughout that time period. This isn't, you don't have to be there at any set time. It's open from 1 to 5. You can come and go at any time. Learn about the Marion Mammoth. And then there's going to be all kinds of things going on about dinosaurs. And you're going to learn all kinds of things about dinosaurs and dinosaur eggs and that kind of thing. They have an array of activities for all ages. And from the Columbus Zoo, they're going to have a special visit from Nina the Allosaurus. So Nina the Allosaurus has come up from the Columbus Zoo and will be at the Marion Tallgrass Park tomorrow from 1 to 5 for their Paleontology in the Park. And by the way, it's my understanding that the weather is going to be beautiful this weekend. So if you can take in any of these events this weekend, I hope you can. Because it's certainly going to be right for it. All right. Now, this one, take me a minute here to... Okay. Did you know that this is Constitution Week? Yes. This is Constitution Week. All right. And in order to celebrate Constitution Week, the State Morgan Chapter of the Daughters of the American Revolution and the Marion County Historical Society, along with the Boy Scouts, will be honoring our forefathers on Sunday, beginning at 3:15 on the lawn of the Marion County Museum. David Tucker will be rendering... I'm trying to read their press release and I should have read it first. I should have noted the grammatical problems. David Tucker will do a rendering of the old ragged flag, and Jack Oliver, who is Boaz Fleming, will be joining us. I really don't know who he is, but hey, go check it out. At exactly 4 p.m., we will be ringing the bells as they did long ago with the final signing of the Constitution. We are hoping all of the churches will join us ringing their bells for 1 minute. And they've got some exhibit set up in the dining room at the Historical Society. So you can go into the Historical Society and see what they have set up there, and you can also be out on the lawn for the bell ringing. Now, some other interesting points about Constitution Week. And so I thought I would take a minute and just kind of give you some of the information that I was provided about Constitution Week, because, you know, we really make a big deal on the 4th of July about the Declaration of Independence, because that was when we declared our independence. But, you know, we were never a formal country until we had a constitution. And so this is equally important. You know, you had to have one, the Declaration of Independence, to get to that point, but in order to have a sovereign nation, you had to have a constitution. So, Constitution Week was initiated by the Daughters of the American Revolution in 1995, but it was Constitution Itself Week was officially declared by President Dwight Eisenhower on August 2, 1956. The week of September 14th was chosen, as that was when the final signature was placed. It was actually the final signature on the Constitution was done at 4 p.m. September 7th. And so that's why they have this Constitution Week celebrating it. So, and they've got a memorial in Constitution Hall in Washington, D.C. And, you know, they have some interesting information here. By signing the Declaration of Independence, the 56 Americans pledge their lives and their fortunes and their sacred honor. And when we read that Declaration of Independence back on July 4th, that's how they ended it. You know, we pledge our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honors for this declaration. Interestingly enough, I don't know if you know this or not, but 9 signers of the declaration died of wounds during the Revolutionary War. 5 of the signers were captured or imprisoned. The wives and children were killed, jailed, mistreated, or left penniless. 12 signers' houses were burned to the ground by the British. 17 of the signers lost everything they own. And yet none of the signers ever defected their honor and their nation. And they stayed true to their pledge to keep this nation intact. And it's really kind of interesting. I just want to make a side note. We often have a lot of people today who are critical of the founders, the forefathers of this country. They are maligned by a lot of people, and they're trashed by a lot of people. A lot of people have said that America was founded on bad principles and things like that. But I often wonder how many people today that are willing to trash our founding fathers would be willing to give up everything in order to preserve what they believe in. Would they be willing to have their house burned? Would they be willing to die? Would they be willing to be imprisoned? Would they be willing to have their family killed or tortured? So, that's Constitution Week. Sunday, you can go down to the Historical Society, 315, see what they've got going on the front lawn, hear the bell ringing at 4 o'clock in remembrance of the signing of our Constitution. Sunday, the 17th, Marion Music Club is the kicking off their 2023-24 season of the Marion Music Club, and it is going to be at the Prospect Street United Methodist Church here in Marion. See, I had to make that difference there because I knew I was going to be talking about two different Prospect United Methodist churches. So this is Sunday afternoon at the Prospect Street United Methodist Church in Marion. It's from 3 o'clock until 5 o'clock. It is presented free, no charge, and the title is Marion Made, Celebrating Diversity with Musical Favorites. Performers include Betty Anderson, Jim Anderson, Jim Besh, Lynette Burris, Brody Cahill, Gary Flack, Tim Garner, Ann Smith Huff, Betsy Iacobucci, John Mullins, Carter Rollins, Gabriel Veflor, E.G. Walker, and Dennis Witzberger. So again, that's the free Marion Music Club kickoff on Sunday. I also mentioned that from Sunday, September 17th, that's this Sunday, to the following Sunday, the 24th, is Delaware County Fair. I know lots of people like to venture down to the Delaware County Fair. It does begin this Sunday. It runs through the following Sunday. Thursday's the big day. If you are familiar with, and even if you really don't pay much attention to it, you almost can't not know. Thursday is Little Brown Jug. And I understand that Scott and Matt and probably Sean from the station are going to be down there on Thursday for the Little Brown Jug. So that's next week, and it all starts this Sunday. So mark your calendars. Monday, Lap Sit Baby Time at the Marion Public Library, 10 o'clock. Babies from 0 to 24 months, and it's 20 minutes of songs and rhymes and books and finger play. Also on Monday, this Monday, September 18th at 5:30, is Calligraphy Tools and Info at the Marion Public Library. It's at 5:30. Pam DeGood is presenting, and it's going to be all about calligraphy. You'll get to see some samples of her calligraphy and the tools that are used to do calligraphy, and the history. She'll kind of do a little presentation on the history of the art form and then kind of her 40-year journey doing calligraphy. And I really appreciate anybody who takes the time to learn calligraphy. I mean, it is a beautiful art, and it's really kind of a lost art. If you've ever looked at letters and writings from the 1700s, 1800s, I mean, it was an art form, but yet a lot of people took the time to write nice. Right pretty, right beautiful. And we've lost that art. Not only have we lost that art, they aren't even teaching cursive in a lot of the schools today. That's how far down that trail we've gone. But anyway, so if you appreciate calligraphy, Monday, 5:30 at the Marion Public Library. Also Monday at the Palace Theater is week 2 of Ballroom Dancing with Kirk, 7:30. And let's see, this Monday it's the cha-cha, so the class is for 60 to 75 minutes. And if you haven't gotten your tickets or you haven't bought one of the season passes, it is $10 per class. So they're doing cha-cha this Monday night, Ballroom Dancing with Kirk at the Palace Theater. Tuesday is Teens Dungeons and Dragons at the Marion Public Library, 3:15 to 5 o'clock. And again, all skill levels are welcome. So if you have any interest, and you are a teenager, but if you have any interest at all in Dungeons and Dragons, that's this Tuesday at the Marion Public Library. Also Tuesday, and this is done every third Tuesday, this coming up Tuesday being the third Tuesday, is the nonfiction book discussion at the Marion Public Library. It's at 6 o'clock, and you enjoy talking about books? Well, come and discuss books and see what others' perspectives, maybe on a book that you've read. See what their perspectives are on it. So that's the nonfiction book discussion, Tuesday, 6 o'clock, Marion Public Library. Wednesday, September 20th, is Shadow Family Fun Night at the Marion Public Library. By the way, I know if you listen to this, I'm always talking about things going on at the Marion Public Library. And I say that only because I think Marion is really blessed with the fact that they have a public library that offers a lot of programming throughout the week. I mean, this is every week they've got something going on, and it's always multiple things. And I'm genuine when I say this. I think Marion is very blessed with the people that run the Marion Public Library and the number of variety of things that they offer to the public. So, and I'm not getting paid to say that. So, Shadow Family Fun Night, Marion Public Library, 5:30 on Wednesday. Come and have fun playing with shadows. Families will enjoy tracing silhouettes and practicing shadow puppets, along with many more engaging activities. And it's kind of funny, it talks about that tracing silhouettes. I remember in growing up, we had hanging on the wall a silhouette that my parents had done of my sister and myself. You know, they were profiles, pictures, and they were the silhouettes. And I think these were when we had them done when I was like 5 years old or something. But they had those hanging on the wall. Do people do that anymore? I don't know. But anyway, Wednesday night. All right, Thursday, story time at the Marion Public Library. Story time is a half an hour, and it's at 10 a.m., and then they have another one at 11 a.m. on Thursday. It's for preschool age and younger, and they do songs and rhymes and activities and stories. All right. Okay, these two go kind of together. Thursday the 21st is Third Thursday in downtown. It goes from 6 until 9, and they have, you know, the shops are open, and you can restaurants, you can eat out on the patios, and they have free music going on as part of the Third Thursday. So you can go down and take all that in. And then also they've got the downtown farmers market, which is at the corner of Church and Main, from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. So on Thursday you can take in Third Thursday activities, and you can visit the farmers market and get your good veggies, your fresh veggies. This is a time of year where that stuff is, it's going to be done before we know it, but it's really in its peak right now, and for all the good stuff. And then one final thing, just a reminder, again, I don't get paid for doing this, but I'm this is a passion of mine, plugging what's going on in Marion. Because, you know, I'll tell you what, I'm not from Marion. And it's only been, you know, the last 3 years that I've even really paid any attention to Marion. I've been involved in, you know, the radio station here, and for a while I was going to church here in Marion, and I've really kind of gotten involved. And I tell you, I don't live here, I'm not from here, but I'm really impressed with what you folks got going on in Marion. I really do think, you know, and every city has its problems. Every small community has its problems. Every village has its problem. So yeah, Marion has problems. But I'll tell you what, there's a lot of good stuff happening here in Marion. To be honest with you, I feel like Marion's my home, and I've never lived in Marion County. But I almost feel like right now Marion's my home. So, just saying. The last thing, meet and dine with the President's Dinner, and that's Saturday, November 4th. It's at All Occasions Catering and Banquet Facility, $35 each for general seating. The speaking presidents are James Buchanan, Andrew Johnson, Chester A. Arthur, Theodore Roosevelt, The non-speaking presidents are George Washington, James Madison, Martin Van Buren, Ulysses S. Grant, Benjamin Harrison, Warren G. Harding, Harry S. Truman. There are two first ladies, Mrs. Helen Louise Nellie Taft and Mrs. Mary Geneva Mamie Eisenhower. And so you can dine with the presidents. You'll get to hear them speak. You'll get to talk with them. Now, Glenn Coble is one of the people that's going to be there. This is the Saturday night before the Tuesday election. But you can't ask him about Tuesday's election. You can ask him about his presidential election. And honestly, I'm not sure. I believe Glenn Coble is Martin Van Buren. I think. I could be wrong, but I think he's Martin Van Buren. So here's your chance to meet Glenn's alter ego, a former president running for mayor. Anyway, if you're interested in the meet and dine with the presidents, tickets are available, and they can be picked up at Heritage Hall, or you can call 740-387-4255, or you can order online, and that's www.marionhistory.com, marionhistory.com. Well, folks, that's everything that I know of that's going on in Marion. So I hope you have a good weekend. I hope that there was something there that you can participate in, make available, you know, services offered or things offered this weekend and in the coming week. And stay safe out there, but enjoy. And again, if you or your organization is putting on an event, leave me a message. You can call 419-210-0267. Again, that's 419-210-0267. And you can leave me a message. Tell me who you are. Tell me what your organization is, what event you have going on, the times, the dates, the cost, if any, and we'll get it mentioned here on the air. Because I know that, for all the effort that I put into this, and I'm not saying this to pat myself on the back, but, you know, I've got about 12 websites that I search looking for events that are going on. I make notes of things I see on signs when I'm driving around Marion. And so I go through a lot of process to gather all this material for you, but I know that there are events going on that I haven't heard about. So again, if your organization is having an event, just call me and leave the information on the recorded message, and I will get your event on here, and I can let everybody know what's happening, Marion, and tell them about your event. So, again, thank you for listening. Thank you for being here. We're going to take a short little break, as we always do at the top of the hour, and then next hour I'll be back. And I will be, of course, joined by Scott and Matt. Well, I should say I'll be joining Scott and Matt the next hour. And who knows what we're talking about? I have no idea what we're talking about. I don't even know what the top 10 list is. I usually get a peek at the computer, and I can see what the top 10 list is going to be. I don't know what it's going to be today. So I'll be as surprised as you are. So anyhow, again, thank you for joining me. It's been my pleasure, and don't go away, because we'll be back momentarily.
You're listening to The Talking Place from Charlie Evers.
You know, you could come in handy, too, with that electricity if we have problems with our transmitter, which